I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the best show on the radio. Very happy that you're listening to it. 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube, as we are every day. Hello to the YouTube folks. Hopefully they liked our idea of you guys asking us questions once the Eagles season ends. Don't worry, Max is going to pick them out. I'm not. Jack, let's get to it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So as many know, I went away from being a neighborhood guy. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew some of the silent competitions in a neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
But now that I'm the homeowner in a neighborhood, I'm starting to realize some of the silent competitions that go on while being in a neighborhood.
I'm curious which ones you came up with, because there were some that popped into my mind.
Yes.
Let's see where you are.
So what I have, starting at number five, is someone getting a new car.
Because, oh, is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Oh, is it?
A thing.
You see they got a new car?
Yeah, especially in the neighborhoods we live in.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you said that. So I had work done on my car, and they gave me a loaner. Loaner was a new car, and I had it sitting in the driveway.
Yeah.
Within one day, my neighbor was like, hey, you got a new thing in there?
And they notice everything.
They notice,
And I start noticing, too.
I notice. Yeah.
I'm like, they got that car? That's like an $80,000, you know? You start pricing out other people's cars.
Yeah,
new car generates buzz in the neighborhood.
It does.
It's a silent competition.
And you know what? I don't know. Who is it more of a competition between, the men in the neighborhood or the women?
Well, so I feel like I'm going to have to get a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Because everyone in my blue-collar little neighborhood feel like they got pickup trucks.
Yeah, pickup trucks.
Now I'm driving
a pickup truck guy.
What are you putting in the back of your pickup truck?
It doesn't matter.
Books?
It doesn't matter.
Copies of Ring the Bell?
It's just a have. It's a point of pride at this point.
Well, but you got kids. You're going to have to get the pickup truck that has the back seats.
That has the back seats.
Yeah.
That's an expensive truck, Jack.
I know.
Okay. F-150.
Yeah, listen, I don't know where I'm going truck-wise.
Well, you check with Hugh.
Yeah, I know.
Hugh has a nice truck.
That thing's a hoss, man.
Oh, Hugh has a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Ram.
It's a Ram.
He ain't putting anything in the back of that pickup truck either, is he?
He's a big fella.
You know Hugh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's probably that. You think he's transporting...
It's legal now.
Weed in the back of the pickup truck?
I wasn't even saying that. I was thinking more of the opposite sex.
Oh, we could do that, too.
Check him at state borders.
Yeah.
Stop you. But I do think a new car is a silent competition
Does
in the neighborhood.
Does that pickup truck have girls and gummies in the back?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Number four silent competition in the neighborhood is, I feel like everyone knows the house that has the dead lawn.
You know, the lawns.
Y'all, for sure, you stick out like a sore thumb,
you
buddy.
Can't. You can't. It was one of the first things I learned when I moved into a neighborhood.
If you live in a neighborhood with an HOA, they'll send you a letter.
Yeah. But it's not even – it's also with the leaves, too. Like the ones that really clean off the leaves and make sure that it's still green. I'm like, how is it still green?
Yeah, because you got to take care of it, man.
I don't get many leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't have – I got smaller trees. I don't have the big trees in my yard. Yeah, so I don't get many leaves.
Our neighborhood in North Jersey was worse with the leaves because we had a big tree in the front yard, which would ruin everything.
Yeah.
And you got to take – you got
to – You have to, man. Yeah. You got to take care – manicure your lawn, man. Yeah.
You got to water it. You should call the natural lawn folks or whatever. it does. It helps because you got to get rid of the weeds.
Not none of that nonsense you did at the last house.
No.
Fake – grass.
I didn't put that
bag.
Was real sod. That was a workout.
He's out there spraying the grass.
There's
with
no
green
spray.
Stuff.
Yeah, there's no spray. I dug up my whole backyard in my old house. Again, not whole backyard. It's like the size of your studio.
Yeah,
you know. And I planted all new grass.
He planted new grass.
The lawn requires one of two things: work or money. Sometimes
both.
but you got to concentrate. If you ignore it, you're going to have a bad lawn.
That's why I don't drive a nice car. Well, I do drive a nice car.
Yes, of course.
I
from
drive
your friends
a
at
great
Acura.
Car for my people over
That's
at Acura.
Right. Yeah.
But money goes to the lawn.
The lawn.
Yeah.
Yep.
The third silent neighborhood competition is when someone's getting some work done. So,
dude,
yes,
like, I know this.
You notice it
when we moved in.
Spike must have put this whole neighborhood on alert.
Oh my god! You know what? It's kind of, you know what getting work done in your neighborhood is kind of like. It's kind of like the Penn State job, where everyone else then starts getting work done. Because they're getting paid off of that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, three doors down, they're getting the sidewalk done. The one's getting the kitchen done. I'm like, we're upgrading the neighborhood.
You're right. When somebody's getting something done, which is why I'm happy. My wife doesn't pay attention to most of that stuff. So, I don't get nailed with the, did you see a such and such house? You had a, you know, something added on to it?
So, you know, I got the siding done on my house. Emmons did the siding.
Yep.
Our neighbor, not Bill, the other side, new roof. Within 2 weeks of getting the siding done.
Yep.
New roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Well, because now your house looks pristine.
Yes.
And it makes the other house not look as good.
Yes.
Yeah, so they gotta upgrade it.
And that's a talking point in all the houses.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's like the Penn State job. Yeah. All those guys started getting new contracts once they were linked to one Penn State job.
And I know, because before we moved in, these houses were built in the early 90s. The house we bought, nothing was done to the inside. Mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of stuff done to the inside. I know people are looking and going, what did they do?
Yeah, what the hell did they do in there?
What'd they do?
Well, I told you about the new residents in my neighborhood.
Yes.
That he came in there and basically changed the whole damn house.
Oh, right.
That was already a pretty good house.
Yes.
So, and the people we went to the game with last year.
Oh, yeah.
Directly across the street from them.
Oh, no.
So that's another.
So they got to step up.
No, they already.
Oh, really?
They're the house in the whole development that does all the stuff to the house.
Oh, really?
That everybody else is looking and seeing.
That's how they can pay to go to a baseball game with us.
Yeah, a lot of disposable income over there.
Seems like it.
Not that I'm counting anybody.
No, we would never. We would never.
Never. The second silent neighborhood competition. Now, obviously. Y'all, you love the kids in the neighborhood, but there's a little competition of, like, the kids' accomplishments, you know?
Oh.
Like, Timmy's already in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Doing this with baseball. You know,
I'm past that phase.
You are past
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm past
well,
that
you're
phase.
Just, you're well, just
I'm
entering.
Just starting.
But I'm starting to sense it, you know, or everyone's got to up, you know, up-talk their kid a little bit, you know.
What?
Yeah. And they all play for the same little league team. They all play. Yeah, yeah.
You can't have the liability in the neighborhood. You don't want that.
Well, you certainly don't want to have the kid that. Yeah, you call him a liability.
You don't want a liability. Yeah, you don't want your kid to be the liability.
Well, you got to have a real talk with Sutton and Walker.
Yeah, make sure. Well aware.
Okay.
I'm well aware.
Right.
I'm well aware. But the number one silent neighborhood competition that I didn't realize until I got in a neighborhood is the competition over Christmas lights.
Oh, dude.
Ooh.
I'm in a bad place with that right now.
Oh, totally.
I'm in a bad place.
So we have a good, you know, Christmas light setup, but now we have a little bit of a bigger place, so there's more room to fill. And I'm driving out of the neighborhood last week, and my neighbor Dave, he's damn near putting on a light show at the end of the street. And I texted Jill. I was like, I'm going to Home Depot. Last Sunday, I made 6 trips to Home Depot, back and forth, got the wrong lights 3 times, had to go return it, back and forth, back. You talk about it, furious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was on a ladder. You know?
You're hanging them yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like Chuck.
I don't care.
Chuck said he had to hang lights. Oh, yeah. That's what he was doing all week.
Which, by the way, you can call. You're not hanging lights for 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's a little much. But, man, I didn't realize there's an arms race with the Christmas lights.
Yeah. That's what got him. The Christmas lights got him. That's the one that got him.
So I think Jack looked. I have this little, you know, this document. I every morning I write down all my ideas, and Jack has access to the document.
Yeah.
And I had a Christmas lights thing on there, and Jack said, "Don't talk about Christmas lights. I have it in the top 5 because the same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
Our neighborhood in North Jersey, no Christmas lights, none. This friggin' neighborhood." And all I asked Val, Val wants Christmas lights on the, my wife wants Christmas lights on the outside. God bless her. I said to her, because I'm not hanging Christmas lights.
Right.
I said, we'll get it done next year because I'll pay somebody else to do it. Is that okay? Because we just spent all this money. And she said, yes. And then I'm looking around the neighborhood.
You see it.
And I was Googling yesterday.
Yeah.
Putting up Christmas lights because I feel like I got all this work done in my house. I'm getting outclassed by everybody else right across the street. Honestly, I couldn't even sleep last night because the light coming into our bedroom window, it's out of control.
Yeah.
It's like a amusement park over there.
I think, did I send y'all the picture of the one neighbor? Who,
no.
Yeah, he and his wife, they have set the standard.
Oh, really?
In the neighborhood. So no one's outdoing what they've done. I mean, they got Jesus in the manger. They got the 7 dwarves. They got reindeer. I mean, they literally got everything.
Dude, I'm a Jew. I'm going to have light Santa, light reindeer, light Jesus. Like, whatever manger, everybody is going to be in my front yard.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that lights thing. Now, that one got me.
Oh,
that
one
got me.
Well, it turns out you feel competitive.
Well, because I used to do just the little net that you throw over the bushes.
That's
the little
play.
Cheap one. Yeah, that's the one I used to do until the neighbor across the street basically put up an amusement park in front of the house.
This happens to everyone.
Yeah, dude, like it was during COVID. Maybe it was 21, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I finally went on and did it. I got the lights. And I got to be honest, I'm glad I did it.
So you pay it, and they store the lights for you, and then they put them up for you.
Yeah, they come back every year, put them up for you. Now, it costs to put it up every year. It's a great business for them.
Oh, of course.
Because it's constant income
for
them. But, yeah, it does make the house look very nice. And that's the one thing in the family was like, he finally did something right.
He finally did it.
And he finally did something right.
The problem is, you know, once the one house does it, then it feels it's like a gateway drug.
Yeah.
You know? And then I feel like a lot of the guys in the neighborhood were like, really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, dude, I'm going to have moving stuff on
now, all my neighbors, most of them listen to the show.
Yeah.
So they know what I'm talking about pretty much. They know they pretty much know what I'm talking about.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
I think this team is kaput.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You think they're cooked?
Finished. Yeah, I think they cooked. I mean, let me cook a little bit here.
Okay.
Back in 23, we had the collapse. That collapse involved A.J. Brown complaining about getting the ball, and then the Giant game was the game that Nick Sirianni and them said that they would just go ahead and satisfy A.J. Brown. Threw him the ball the first play of the game on a slant. He catches the ball, fumbles the ball, and he's out hurt rest of the year. You know, he never even had an exit interview, meeting, anything with nobody. He just left. Didn't go to the playoff game. So, you know, now, and just, Spike, you keep bringing this up, and I just want to just correct you, not correct you, but let you know when you keep saying, well, they got blown out in Tampa. Yeah. Jalen Hurts broke his finger in that game. Jalen Hurts also never went in the locker room for a concussion in that game.
They, so just for the, and you, well, you either and had a concussion or didn't. They got their asses kicked. I don't care.
No,
they,
it is what it is. I'm just letting you know. When you say, well, why did they? And I'm telling you why they did.
They got their asses kicked because they were a dead team. If nobody got hurt, they were going to get their asses kicked. That team was dead.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm just letting you know what the thing was. But let me cook here. Let me finish here. So now here we are in 25. Now, last year, we had the same situation going on. Jalen and the rest of the team and probably Brandon Graham saved the season. Okay, because everybody pretty much just ignored AJ and wasn't going to, you know, feed into the bull crap. And so we went on to win the Super Bowl. Now we back here again. Now at the end of that, when we won the Super Bowl, AJ went over to Jalen and said, man, you know, we've been through a lot. And Jalen said, that's what it takes. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't win if we don't go through what we went through. You know what I mean? So everybody's, and then supposed to be okay with everything. Coming back this year, now AJ comes out, not, this is not OG saying it. He's not okay with just winning. He wants his numbers. So winning is second to his numbers. Now, that grew something. Now you got the locker room divided because there's some guys coming out saying, AJ, I rocks with AJ. And then you got some guys who knows football and no team. You can't win a championship if everybody's not in one accord or is not on board with how, you know, what we gonna, how we gonna try to repeat. Okay, so here's what I think, Ike, is going on.
Uh-huh.
This team is a team waiting to be put out of their misery because you got some of the players in the locker room that knows AJ wears the C on his chest. He's a leader, and he's saying it himself that he don't put winning first. You got other players that's young, that's, you know, they feel somewhat like AJ, then some guys don't. So now you got two different teams trying to, you know, do one thing. It ain't going to happen, guys. It's just not. You know what I'm saying? And you can cobble that with the injuries that we have on offensive line. But the most important thing is if the mental of the collective is not together, we don't have a shot. So that's why I say the Philadelphia Eagles is kaput.
So you no, they can't be my neighbor. Hold on.
Oh yeah, we're going to him next. Trust me.
So you're basically saying that you don't believe they'll get back on the same page. So therefore, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I mean, such a thing of, you know. And I'm not saying what's the use of playing. No, we got to go and do what we got to do because there's a chance that the players that is still on board,
mm-hmm.
it's a chance that aroma can overpower the few.
Right.
But I'm just saying as a whole and as a collective, the leadership is broken. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
And you know that's what you need in the locker room is camaraderie, chemistry, and what they new thing they calling it culture. If that's broken, bro, I'm just telling you. It ain't looking good.
Well, I mean, listen, that we've talked about them being their own worst enemy.
Yeah, like, of course.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
The point being, if you don't, some years you're not quite as good on the field as you are other years. And I think point being, and that we're all on the same page here, to overcome that it's got to be everybody pulling in the same direction. Yeah. And they're not. They're not. Yeah. And that is.
I remember some of those early teams we had. We weren't that explosive and dynamic offensively.
Yeah.
But you still had everybody believing in each other. And, yeah, the defense was certainly great during that time. And special teams had to do its part. But we almost overachieved during that time based on the talent that we had. So to your point, you don't necessarily have to always be the most talented team, but you can sometimes supersede the talent that you have if everybody is playing together.
One of the things I look at is like they're 8-4, which is a good record, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But then I look, so are the Jaguars.
Right.
And like, if I were to look at the talent on those two teams and the championship pedigree between those two teams and say, well,
we shouldn't be 8-4.
We shouldn't be 8-4. Yeah. You know, and things happen, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they are overachieving.
Yep.
Because it feels like maybe they are all pulling
in. Like Chicago is sort of overachieving.
Yes. Yeah. We are underachieving.
Yes.
Record aside, we're underachieving. All right, OG. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
Well, about that? A peaceful call.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do.
Going now or waiting?
Oh, no. So right now we have Mark from across the street from Mike's house, who apparently is making everybody else look bad with his great Christmas lights. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, guys? How you doing, Ike?
What's up, Mark?
The last few years, I think you brought my house up on the radio a few times. I've had a bunch of friends text me, let me know. And tonight, my best friend actually texted me about it, and I was driving. So I was like, I got to call in and at least say what's up. I am a massive Eagles fan. I'm not going to get into all that tonight, but I just want to say thanks for the shout-out. I really appreciate it.
Wait, Mark, I said, listen, you set the bar for what the houses have to look like. Now, I don't think anybody can measure up to what your house is, but you certainly made everybody have to go get real lights and put them on the house.
You know what? I'm impressed, man. It really it brightened up a lot.
It did.
you're a leader.
I got you on the bandwagon, too, didn't I?
Yes, of course you did. Yes.
Well, now, I guess, Mark, you're not on a ladder hanging these lights. Is that guess correct?
Ooh. Well, here, I do want to straighten one thing out now. I do hire a landscaper to do the top of the roof, so I'm actually an electrical contractor.
Okay.
I do hire a landscaper guy that does the upper part of the roof. The very first year I did that myself, but I do literally everything else. We have 310 blow molds, which are the old plastic figures. I do all that, all the trees, bushes, and most of the house myself, and my son helps me too.
Yep.
So what is...
Yep. Hey, hold on. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't do, though, you know, when you bring out your blue toy, you didn't make me go get a new car, though. I know that much.
Well, come on. You gotta go for a ride sometime.
Yeah. You got a nice Ferrari.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, when he pulls that thing out the garage, we hear it.
Yeah, that, I like my neighborhood. There ain't any Ferraris in my neighborhood. Let me ask you guys this. So, you know, it's too late for me to do it this year. When do you take the – when do they go up?
They come down.
And when do they come down?
Yeah.
When do they go up? When do they come down?
So I put them up earlier and earlier, usually right after Halloween. I'm talking like a day or two after because I'm getting older and I don't like the cold. So I take advantage of early November. It's still nice out. And then I do the same thing after Christmas. If there's a snowstorm on December 30th, those lights will all be down before then.
So, okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and I wait till Thanksgiving. So they normally come the week of Thanksgiving to put mine up. And I'll take them down. I have them taken down usually when the Eagle season is over with.
So our Christmas tree stays up to the middle of February.
Wow.
My wife loves it. She likes the light in the living room.
Some people do that, yeah.
So. All right. All right, Mark.
No, I appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah, no problem. Good talking to you guys.
All right, Mark. Yes. There he is.
I have brought his house up a few times.
Mr. Hotshot Mark and his billion Christmas lights and Ferrari.
And a Ferrari.
It's nice. I didn't mean to throw the car out there.
Yeah, I just threw
it out there.
Wow.
Right?
Well, we got to go over Mark's house.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, Landon Dickerson did not practice today with rest.
Okay, that's good news.
So it's rest.
That's good news. That's good news. All right.
That's good news.
Okay, 215-592-9494.
Call it up.
It is a football Friday.
I told you they listen.
They do. And if they're not listening, somebody is listening, then I'll tell them. So coming up next, we'll give you our picks for the weekend and also the biggest fraud in professional sports as a fraudulent moment last night.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for this.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel Friday, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited-time specials to get you in the zone, boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. Now, this isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.